All right, well, welcome back to the Critical Mass Podcast. I'm Winston.
I'm Curtis.
And we're getting ready to prep for yet another apocalypse, because we need to be prepared no matter what the situation.
For any
and every situation. Some housekeeping before we launch into our into this week's apocalypse. We're still excited about Fear the Con 5, but yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to this one.
Oh, no. And one person's going to cry.
Yeah, well,
he'll get over it. Or he can go by himself.
He might. He might wind up going by himself. That's all
right. Yeah, right.
We gotta keep working. I mean, the world economy depends on you and I's efforts, buddy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We've got to stave off that economic assault from China, don't we?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So instead of Fear the Con 5 on the weekend of the 4th and 5th, I know I will be taking the kids to Free Comic Book Day. And if you don't know what this is an event that the publishers are giving away promotional books, and a lot of comic shops do stuff.
Stuff. Everybody does stuff.
Everybody does stuff. They do stuff to celebrate the event. The local shop here has cosplay characters come in, and then they've got panels of creators and artists and attempt to get people involved in the local comic book community. But it's really cool, and to find out more about Free Comic Book Day. Go to, you guessed it, freecomicbookday.com. Anyway, check it out. There's a link in the show notes to that. What is other housekeeping? Avengers.
May
Avengers
4th.
In 2 weeks. Doggone it. If we can't go to Fear the Con 5, then we're doing the, opening weekend.
Well, Pat said we can try and go to Gen Con. So.
That's true. We got to prep for Gen Con.
Yeah.
That'll
appease Greg some.
And you know what? By then, workload will be caught up, and I'll have all my. You'll be caught up on your. You won't be caught up on your work.
I don't see it coming anytime in the near future.
No, but you know what? Maybe by that time, I'll have all of my Atomic Earth stuff in one spot and ready to go. The update on the Atomic Earth Kickstarter. I've got a video camera. I have. Yet to figure out how to work it and my video editing software.
And the all-important time.
That will get, and the all-important time. Because, I'm spending my time doing things like,
working.
Paying the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, because as cool as that is, it doesn't pay the bills yet. But you know what? That's the goal, right?
Yeah. Right. Yes, it is. Or as one of my coworkers said, working sucks.
That's right. We need to make $1 million and retire.
God, I think that's barely the minimum now, they're saying.
Nowadays, yeah. Yeah. We don't need jackpot money. We just need $1 million in the bank. But anyway, that's for prepping against the economic crisis, worldwide economic meltdown. We're not too worried about that just yet.
Nope.
So Atomic Earth, I've got hardware in hand. I will post a new monster picture into the blog and into the show notes. You can see some of the art, how that's progressing. That's pretty cool. I've got the base website for Atomic Earth. The frame is up. That counts for something, right?
Yeah. Anything gets done towards the objective counts.
We need to record earlier in the day when you're a little more energetic, don't we?
Well, hold on.
Yeah, he's going for a Mountain Dew infusion. All right. So anyway, I'll keep you up to date on that as it comes out, and so that's something I'm excited about. Anyway. Avengers, Fear the Con, Atomic Earth. Is there any other Free Comic Book Day? Is there any other housekeeping people need to know about?
Dwarven Forge is cool.
You got a new toy. Kurt, do you want to tell us about your new toy? Well, you know you want to.
Yeah.
You know what? I have my pictures. I'll post some of those on the thing so people can see. Tell us about your new toy, Kurt.
I got the Dwarven Forge Classic Dungeons sets, or started some, get some.
Right.
The room set, the advanced builder, and the basic room and passage set.
Okay, now this isn't just like a set of cardboard tiles. What is this stuff?
Polystone, resin, cast, miniature dungeon pieces.
Miniature dungeon.
Build your own hallways, dungeons, doors, everything.
Oh, sweet.
It even has the room set came with a wall section that has a secret door. The centerpiece
of
the stone turns.
That.
Yeah, I found that last night.
That's cool.
But yeah, use for your miniatures. If you don't have time to build them or you want something more, it's simple. And it's beautiful. It's worth it.
Yeah, I gotta admit, it is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the gaming group is divided on the desirability.
The majority likes miniatures. The minority hates it. Well, doesn't hate it. He just doesn't know how to use them properly.
Yeah, but see, he's the vocal minority.
Right,
and
now,
if he sits out and doesn't play, that means we're stuck with the kids.
Well, no, he'll play. It just he won't game master and use them. So means, you know. No, he'll get around it when I use it properly, when we ever get around to it.
But, he won't ever really come around, but he will do so grudgingly, and he will, you know what, he will cave to peer pressure.
Well, he'll cave, because it's not like Warhammer, when he caved big time.
This is
just for use. He doesn't like the way, because that one night we was doing Savage Worlds, me and him did it separately. He treated it like a board game, but he didn't he didn't stop combat, so it felt like a board game.
Yeah.
You know, that was the problem. You gotta stop it and go only.
Yeah. Go to the map, as they say.
Go to the map for the encounter, then walk away.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's easier than drawing the damn dungeon. Lay it out. There it is.
And the dungeon tiles are made by Dwarven Forge specifically for use with
miniatures. 25 millimeter
miniatures. They're not really tied to anything. I mean, the big thing right now is the Pathfinder miniatures.
Yeah, but they're usable with any, you know, we use our Warhammer ones, which I first thought was armies. I got enough of everything.
The orcs will rise again.
Orcs, goblins, got
I think
it all.
Between us we've got 3 or 4 undead armies.
Well, I've got at least 2. So you got at least 1. Then you got the orcs and goblins.
Orcs
but
and
I've
goblins,
bought some orcs and goblins because I was going to mess around with them.
And then I've got my collection of monsters, my giant monsters.
Yeah. I got the elves.
I was buying all the Warhammer giant monsters there for a while.
Sure. I've got the elves and whatever miscellaneous stuff I've picked.
Yeah. And you know what? The last time we did this round with, as I've said before, we got out of miniature gaming because I discovered that a 2-year-old always trumps a war boss.
Oh, yeah. Destroys them.
Yeah.
And then we let our paints dry out. So.
Yeah, well.
I don't feel like investing in paints.
Holy mackerel.
I mean, and I don't feel like painting. I really don't. With the ones
we don't have time to paint. We barely have time to game. In fact, we don't really have time to game. We have time to talk about gaming.
Yes.
That's all we have time for.
True, because, there's only one night we got when we're all together, Mondays.
Yeah.
And then that's not the best night to do that on.
No. Never really has been.
No, because it's either.
So the Dwarven Forge, you got the dungeon and catacombs set.
Yep.
What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to, you know what? That, I think, would be that's a great idea. Kurt, you're a genius.
Thank you.
Got this new camera. We'll set up a time to do your Savage Dungeon campaign.
Or at least run it, see it.
And we'll vidcast it.
or at least Pathfinder, because everybody's still got their Pathfinder characters.
Pathfinder. Like you said, I'd rather do Savage Worlds.
Okay.
It's cleaner. There's
quicker.
Less bookkeeping.
Yeah, that's why I keep running to when I plan Pathfinder.
Yeah, the bookkeeping.
I I look at it, I've made 4 characters, and I'm tired after I'm done. And I don't like that feeling, but, you know, it's cool stuff. I like reading them.
But you know what? I've loosely classified games like this. You got the games where it's fun just to make the characters.
Mm.
You know, and that's stuff that we do constantly in like GURPS and Palladium and
whatever game we're reading.
The path, whatever game we're reading. Yeah. But the Pathfinder stuff. I mean, it's fun just to go through and do the exercise and make the characters.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got like the D6 games and the Savage Worlds stuff where making the character isn't quite as big a deal as putting them on the board and seeing them what they can do.
See them die screaming.
Die screaming, yeah.
Well, I want to try out the new rules from the Deluxe Edition.
Yeah.
So Greg doesn't think of it as a con game all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Which really pisses me off.
Well.
No, he looks at it, he sees it as a con game only, but if he looks at other games we played that are way simpler, like the old Marvel game.
Yes.
But he still, you know, it's just not, I think it's miniatures and that's why he's really just.
That's it. Well, it's a combination, because he's complained about this before, it's a combination of the miniatures and the slow progression that, Savage Worlds does. Mm-hmm. Because you do the little.
Yeah.
You know, micro steps in between things.
There's not as much vast development, but that's the whole point. It's fast, furious, fun like this.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is.
You know, and he wants these big leaps forward, like when you gain levels in Pathfinder. Or he wants to save up his points.
He doesn't want to be able to just raise one skill.
Yeah, one skill one time.
But damn, there's games where, I mean, D6 is like that. We give too many points out, but, you know, he wants some jump.
Yeah, he wants that big jump. And
White Wolf, you never get the big jump. You know, he loves that.
Oh my gosh, you don't remember?
Well, we did sometimes when he folded.
He always.
But, you know, you could never do a huge jump sometimes.
Well, in the Aberrant and Orpheus games, he always banked his points.
Yeah.
He and Ryan both, and they would spend them all at once.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I would have to recalibrate all of my bad guys. anyway. But, I like Savage Worlds for it.
Yeah, cool.
So.
Cause I got that book of, like I was telling you, the 1-2 second level adventures from Goodman Games.
Right.
And all those dungeons I can build.
We're gonna have to vidcast it. I might have to invest in a tripod or something.
I mean, I ordered 2 more room sets today, so. Cause I got plenty of hallways laying it out last night.
Sweet.
Now I got plenty of rooms. I can be done.
Sweet.
Cause I've got all those, map packs.
Yeah.
I have most of them for Pathfinder. They're sweet too.
Nice.
Nice solid cards where you can just play zombies if you want on it. I was really in. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. So the Dwarven Forge stuff looks really good, and I'll put some pictures of that in there. It's horribly expensive.
Yeah, well, because if you buy, let's see, the basic starter, what they say to get room and passage, costs $135 now.
Right, and that and gives you what?
A few hallway, let's see, like
2 square feet or something
30
like that, isn't it?
Inches of hallway.
Okay, 2.5 square feet.
And then 2 rooms you can make out of it.
Okay.
And then the room set gives you enough to make 2 rooms.
Right.
With 4 corners. And some accessories like doors, a secret door, a pit thing.
So you're looking at a really extensive cash outlay.
$500 minimum. That's what I spent, because that gave me the 3 sets and the tile floors, which is enough to start, give you like 4 rooms and some hallways, which you can play with.
Right. So it's expensive.
Yeah.
But
I have a job, and I have a lot of work to do right now. That's the only good thing about that damn job.
and you get bonuses.
Yeah.
And an unlimited number of hobbies.
Well, I only play the one hobby. Well, I invest in the one hobby.
You invest in the one
hobby. But I'm reading the books, so I don't care.
You hadn't bought a new gun in a while.
I won't for a while. I haven't gotten
all the ones that you really want now.
There's 2 I want, but I haven't got to shoot them much because of fucking work.
Yeah, well.
And so, every time everybody wants to go shoot, it's like winter and no one wants to go out in the cold. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
So, nah.
These are the things you run into.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we'll have to make arrangements to vidcast a game or two.
Or you have to set up an area over here so I can bring it.
Yeah. I don't want
to. Well, so the kids can see it and Google and touch it and destroy it. Yeah. Well, it ain't that easy to destroy. They ain't fragile. They're nice and heavy.
I don't know. You know what? Summer's coming up. Okay, and summertime, you can set your stuff out at, you know, and get it all set up. And
I need to take it to gyms and set up in the back room and have people just, you know, go gaga because no one's seen it. I think one or two people have it or somebody tried to, but no one's used it.
Well, I was thinking if you get them set up, summer's coming, the kids don't have to be in bed to go to school the next day. We can stay out late like we did when we were young.
I gotta be in bed before midnight.
That's true. They'll wear us both out, won't they?
They will. First 5 minutes.
So, alright, we'll look into that. But in the meantime, we've been busy prepping.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Doomsday.
Doomsday. Doomsday is upon us, ladies and joims. And, so far we have prepped for the zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And we have prepped for the Arctic blast Arctic.
Blast.
Apocalypse, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And this week we are prepping for, what did you call it?
Dark Sun.
the Dark Sun apocalypse. that rogue planet that knocked us away from the sun last time has knocked us towards it this time, and we've settled into a lower orbit. So the Earth is a much hotter, much drier place, or is going that way.
Desert planet.
Yeah, desert planet.
Oh yeah.
Of course, this is this is the apocalypse, so it's not there yet.
It's getting there.
But it's getting there, and of course, society is experiencing upheavals. So we have our bug out, dig in, fight back plans. I've shared some of mine with you last week, Kurt. Have you got an alternate plan, or should I
I researched. I mean, your cave thing works best.
Does it? Okay.
It's a natural structure. It's already.
Yeah.
Anything you think of, you only build next.
We're bugging out. We're in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the first thing people are going to do as things get hotter, they're going to flock to the waterways.
Yep.
So, in this particular instance, I don't think that bugging out by the Ohio River is going to be the best choice.
Nah.
I do think that, we're gonna have to road trip it again.
Yeah.
I got some feedback I meant to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Before we bug out, we'll feedback, then we'll bug out.
Yeah.
We got some feedback and, said that if we're in the Midwest, Yellowstone is a long way away.
Yeah, but where else is closer? I don't know.
Well, there's hot springs in Arkansas.
That's closer?
Oh, significantly.
Mm. Well, yeah. I'm talking about population density and getting there. I mean, that's, we gotta go through some areas to get there.
Not to Arkansas. I mean, Arkansas is a straight shot down there. But there's hot springs, especially in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of this Midwest region right here, there are not the volcanic area like at Yellowstone, but there's still the semi-volcanic hot springs areas.
Yeah.
And they'll be closer for us to get to and try and, you know, set up camp.
Mm-hmm.
Or join a community. That was something else that we were asked, and we'll get to this when we
I'm gonna shoot some at it.
We'll get to this when we address the Amish apocalypse.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes.
But we were asked, how do we feel if we how would we feel about getting to a location and discovering that somebody else has already dug in, and are we willing to join another community? Because this is not only that, but it's also a staple of the apocalyptic movies. I mean, and I just watched 2012 Zombie Apocalypse last night. The whole point of the thing is they're trying to get to Catalina.
Yeah.
And join the, which, by the way, guys, if you haven't seen this movie, it's freaking A. And the big bad monster at the end of it just makes the whole freaking thing worth it. It's awesome sauce. But, So how do you feel? I don't have any problem with it per se. If it's
it depends on the people in the end.
Yeah, it depends on the
people. But that's the problem. You gotta be able to scout them out or something, so you don't put yourself in a position where they just kill you in the end.
There's that.
Because you know they may not want you to get away, so you can tell them about them, that kind of stuff.
If they're evil or not well organized, you know, and we can always we always have the option of going in and taking over.
Definitely.
You know. But between our raw personal charisma and well, you know,
I have 27 guns and enough ammo to kill you all. Can we join?
You see, I was gonna go with my debonair personal skills, but and adroit political maneuvering. But all right, you know, guns and ammo, that works for me.
Yeah, that'll be it.
So there we go. That's feedback. So bug out. I'm in favor once again, just a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I'm road tripping to Cave City, going to Marengo Caves. Marengo is right up the road, almost literally right up the road. I think Mammoth Cave in Kentucky is probably a better choice. Because it's larger.
Yeah.
But, Marengo, you know, larger and deeper, but Marengo's closer. And in the Dark Sun Apocalypse, the bug out plan is just hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the road, road trip it, do it soon, and get out of the sun.
Yeah.
Before things start
get too hot.
Yeah, before things hot up. But before things heat up or do anything like that. Do you have and I think if we bug out early enough that the roads will still be clear. Do you have a better plan? Do you have a better solution for that?
No, the cave things, any of them, that doesn't require us building something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. The cave's the best natural protection we can get to. And it's they're the closest stuff.
Dark Sun, bug out, dig in, go into the caves, and in this kind of a event, we're going to want to dig in deep enough till we find a source of fresh water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I know there is running water at Marengo Caves, but again, Mammoth Cave, huge underwater aquifer and lake system,
right?
Fresh water, running water. Also, sanitation, bigger area. I prefer Mammoth Cave. I'll settle for Marengo. And of course so dig in, get down to the water.
Yeah.
And, get away from the heat. Cause, you know, in the Dark Sun Apocalypse, you've got to get away from the heat.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to assume that the surface temperature is going to reach uninhabitable levels, or if not uninhabitable,
at least unlivable for extended times or something, you know.
Turn the whole planet into the Sahara.
Yeah, something like that, where it's too hot to stay out there all day.
Right. So we're gonna need those insulating layers of Earth to keep cool. This is once again the fight back options for the environmental apocalypse aren't huge, because you don't really fight back against the sun.
No.
not successfully.
No, it'd just be the others who try and take your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you want to, worst case scenario, I guess, we could seal, build a community and seal a cavern against, you know, the cannibals that always accompany an apocalypse.
Cannibals.
Yeah. And not fine young cannibals, just you know, the regular kind.
Yeah.
So that's one fight back scenario. But once again, I mean, it's build a community and go to town. I think some of the more interesting dig in challenges will be the cultivation of light and plants.
Yeah.
Underground.
Oh yeah, we have to get soil and stuff down in there to set up an area to grow stuff.
Yeah, we can.
Light, that'd be.
And, I mean, if we don't have to seal it off, we can set up greenhouses within reach of.
Or use mirrors.
Now see, I'm ashamed that didn't even occur to me.
Gotta watch the Mummy more.
I do. A network of mirrors.
Yeah, they'll get light down there.
Yeah, put light down. Because natural sunlight's really, really hard to simulate. Mm-hmm. And in the event of worldwide apocalypse, some of these infrastructures that produce our conveniences are going to break down. So we need to,
like toilet paper.
we need to cultivate soft-leaved, broad-leaved plants. That's what we need to cultivate. I'm telling you.
Or just stockpile it on the market. You know, wear flowers.
Stockpile it. Well, the stockpiling option works better when you're going to get through the apocalypse.
Yeah. Wait 6 weeks or months and then get out.
And then get out.
Because that way everything's died down to a point, maybe.
But in the dark sun apocalypse, that's not really going to happen.
No, because if you got the bunker already, you're okay.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure you got the water supply like that one dude did.
Yeah.
That's cool.
A fresh running water supply is very, very handy. I read an article about a salination water purification device
mm-hmm.
that uses it's got salt tablets.
Yeah.
And it runs on salt tablets and batteries. You put a couple of drops of water in one end of the device, turn it on, and it uses the water to liquefy the salt, and it uses an electrolysis process, I guess, to break the salt down into its component parts, and it forms like chlorine and some other components, and then the breakdown produces enough chemical to chemically purify 2 gallons of water.
Sweet.
And I was really impressed by that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, investing in something like that's not a bad plan.
No.
So there we go. Dig in, you know, bug out, dig in, fight back.
It's hot, Don.
It's hot. we're going to, among our bug out stockpiles, dig in stockpiles, we're going to have, of course, fresh water, glow sticks.
Caffeine pills. Withdrawal's a killer.
Renewable light sources, big deal. Radio, not so important, but a renewable light source is a big, big deal. And I favor, honestly, the Max Brooks exercise bike attached to attached to a set of batteries.
Yeah, Soylent Green. Jonathan Heston's character in them on the bike charges the batteries.
Yeah. And some LED light strings because they don't burn out and they don't, you know, they just sip power. Yeah.
And if we got a solar cell and a mirror.
That's true. Solar power would be a huge thing.
And then use a mirror to focus sun right on it. Bam.
That's right.
That's juice.
That's right. I'm ashamed. I didn't think. I'm not prepping well.
No, you're dead.
I'm going to die. So, all right. Well, the rogue planet has hit us and the dark sun apocalypse is coming. We're prepped. The question is,
are you?
All right, well, we do need to sign out. Oh, we delivered the closure. Doggone it. We do need to sign out. What are we prepping for next week, Kurt? Did we discuss this?
The Amish one?
Are we prepping for the Amish apocalypse? the Amish uprising? I don't know. Well, you know what? We are now.
Yeah, it sounds better.
We are now.
I think there was another one before that, but once we watched the Amish thing,
we did. Yeah, we watched that. We'll talk about that, and then we'll prep for it. So next week, look for an all Amish themed podcast as we talk about the show on National Geographic, Amish Out of Order.
Yeah,
and prep for the Amish apocalypse, the Amish uprising.
Amish uprising.